Friday. I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, trying to save our community, for God's sake. Now, if I save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. Now, the mission here is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you are a business owner or you know someone and you find yourself at a business crossroads and you're not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission. Daggone it, we are on a mission. I am taking no prisoners over here, because the mission, I've always heard that if your cause is just and your mission is righteous, it's just a matter of time before success is yours. And I do believe that. That's why when we bring people on the show, which we bring people to tell their story, because when you're trying to decide on what you're going to be in life, where you're going to plant your flag, where you're going to be successful, and you're out here looking around in the universe, you're looking up on the rocks, in trees, in the sky, you need to look in the mirror. It's staring right back at you. It's in your heart. It's in your soul. And that's why just about every person I bring in this booth, and we kind of get down into the nitty-gritty of why they're successful and why they're doing what they do, we found out it was in them. Sometimes you're trying to run away from it, and it just keeps chasing you down. I think Teddy Pendergrass said, "You can't hide it from yourself. Everywhere you go, there you are." I know Mr. Miles, that's way before his time.
No, I remember Teddy.
All right, folks, I want to introduce who's in the booth today, my co-host and my guest. I have Mr. Richard Miles of the MFL. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, sir.
All right, and I also have attorney Nakia Gray. Good morning, Nakia.
Good morning.
All right, well, we have a great show today. We always have a great show. Every time I say this, it just keeps getting better and better and better, because I tell you what's happening. We're reaching that point where, like when a snowball is going down a hill, it just keeps picking up steam. It keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Man, this snowball called the Marketing Pulpit was kicked down the hill 7 years ago. It was May of 2010. The show was named in honor of my dad, who was a Baptist minister. He spent most of his years in the pulpit, and I named the show Marketing Pulpit in his honor. But the mission has never wavered. We bring on different guests and we different hosts. And the mission, of course, is to build economic empowerment in our community. Our community has some challenges, but there are none of these challenges that want that economic, some good old-fashioned economics, some greenbacks, some moolah, some cash, some ends, whatever you want to call it. I think the OJ said money, 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 that long, mean green. We need to get more of that circulating in our community. And this show has this mission. If we can create, if we have the businesses, we just have to support them and make them successful. Now, I want you to understand what I'm saying here. You can start a business in 2 minutes. You run down there, get your little, matter of fact, most people want to go through the legal part. They just hang up a hat and start selling stuff. Starting a business is not the problem. But Mr. Miles, starting a business is not the problem. It's making them successful.
Absolutely.
I think you agree with that, too, when you're a kid.
Absolutely.
Because you deal with businesses all day long. That is your audience. You're dealing with them from a marketing and branding and legal standpoint. Yep. And Lord knows we start enough of them. The challenge is making these businesses succeed. And if people would just open up their minds and their hearts and be open up to receiving, be receptive to the information, and stop being a know-it-all. Sorry, yeah, I'm beating up on you this morning. I'm in the pulpit.
Well, I am on the pulpit. She's being honest.
I'm telling like it is.
Absolutely.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. People try to, well, it's because I got an accounting degree, that means I know everything. Well, if I got a legal degree, I know everything. If I got a degree in therapy, I know everything. No, you know therapy. You know law. You know accounting. You may know some marketing. You may know some branding. But why take your attention away from your core competency when there are people out there that you can hand this off to that can do it a lot better than you? Let me tell you something, folks, because I can probably talk law good as some of the best lawyers out here. But let me tell you one thing. I'm not going to try to do my own law. I'm telling you that right now. One thing, I may end up in jail. Same thing with accounting. I mean, I took accounting for many years. Matter of fact, I was the CFO of a company called Telegrocery. But I'm not trying to do my own books. I have an accountant to do that. Folks, business development is no different.
The reason these businesses are failing is because we're not taking the information, we're not taking it serious enough. Therein lies the marketing pulpit's mission, is to make these businesses that have already been started, to make them successful. And if you want to start a business, then you want to go ahead and start off the right way. Having an exciting and interesting show today. We have Mr. Richard Miles, we have Nikhil Gray, we're going to have Mr. Fred Smoot joining us a little later on. I think I've heard that guy before. Sound a little familiar.
Well, he's been around for a while.
You've been around a minute.
Well, you know. It's not familiar to me. I think I might have heard that.
Nikhil, you don't watch any football.
Are you kidding me?
Come on now. You going to tell me you watch football?
I watch football, especially the Redskins.
Get out of here. Oh, my
there
goodness.
You go. Diehard Redskin fan.
Better believe it. H-T-T-R.
Alonzo said, cut your mic. Oh, boy. You're like, hey.
I bleed burgundy and gold, okay?
All right. Well, shoot. Well, you're in good company today. And, all right. You came on the right day. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit, but the number here is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I guess everybody's kind of caught their breath after the Richard Comey, is that his name, the Comey testimony yesterday? That guy got up there and called Donald Trump a bold-faced liar. He said in many ways as he could say it. He lied, you lied. I didn't want to give him this information. I wrote stuff down because I didn't believe. I thought he was going to lie when I left the room. I'm sure Trump was having a heart attack trying to keep from tweeting, but I'm sure his counsel had told him.
They probably took his phone.
This is not the time.
Right.
It's getting legal now. How you going to take my phone? I need to tweet. The guy's calling me a lie. I got to tweet. It's the crooked Hillary who's the lie, not me. Give me my phone so I can do my tweet. That Comey guy, he's a liar. Go out there and tell these folks I'm not a liar. And that's what they did. They came right out. The president is not a liar. So anyway, if you're still getting over that, folks, that's why we got the marketing pulpit here, to take your mind away from that. Also, we're going to do a shout-out to the 805 Beta Sorority. It's a group of 11 women that founded this organization, and their mission is to not for ourselves but for others. And they are involved in causes like children, breast cancer awareness, domestic violence prevention, volunteer service, and community projects. And we are recognizing and honoring them, and they're looking for members. So if you want to join a great organization that's doing great things in the community, contact Ms. Phyllis Randall at 301-448-6939 or the Executive Director Maude Holt at 202-262-8051. Also, my company is Gatewood Marketing. We have a multitude of services. If you have a business, if you're trying to start a business from scratch, you need marketing strategy, you need a business plan, a marketing plan. If you need a logo design, website, anything that takes to get a business off the ground, call my company at 301-839-2836 or go to gatewoodmarketing.com. And if you don't want to do it, you want a turnkey operation, then go ahead and call my company Gatewood Franchises. We're also a franchise consulting company, and we can also get you into the franchise of your dream.
There you go.
Some people ask me, a lot of folks, they ask me, what's the difference between a franchise and a business opportunity? And that's a question I get asked a lot in my business. They say, okay, look, a company talked to me. They say they weren't a franchise, but it sounds like a franchise. Then there's another company that called me. There's a franchise. So there's a question that comes up a lot. So today I'm going to just quickly go through some of the differences between a franchise and a biz op, or what we call a business opportunity. There's four basic things that separate a franchise from a biz op. The first one is that the common brand and operating system. Now, under a franchise, you must have that company's brand everywhere you go. If you buy a Subway franchise, you can't stick a sign on that says Nakia's Submarine Sandwiches. You must have the Subway franchise. Their logo must be on everything you do, and they follow a strict operating system, and you cannot deviate. You can't be selling ribs out the back room. You can't be changing tires in the parking lot. You must follow the operating system, and you must operate under their brand name. Under a biz op, you have more flexibility. There is no requirement to operate under their name. You could buy their system, but you could still start a business under your own name. So you could do Nakia's Submarine if you did as a biz op, as a business opportunity. And you have a little more flexibility on the operating system. On the franchise, there is almost a requirement because it's spelled out in the document that it has ongoing commitment to support. That's marketing, systems, training. There's a very, very rigid and spelled out ongoing support system. With a biz op, they might kick you off with some very strong support to get you trained, but there is no ongoing commitment to support. It's more like on a as-needed or requested basis. That's the second one. So the first one is common brand. Second one is ongoing support. The third one is ongoing fees. As a franchise, more likely than not, you're going to pay a franchise fee and ongoing royalties. As a biz op, you may or may not. It's not a requirement, but it's possible. But as a one of the biggest differences between a franchise and a biz op is that usually the ongoing fees are a hallmark of the franchise. And the last one is the legal disclosures. In a franchise, man, the Uncle Sam and the state, they're all up in you. They want...
know everything.
They all they want to know what you have for breakfast. So that's when you're doing a franchise. There are like 14 registration states in the country where you actually have to file a franchise disclosure document on the rolls of the books. And in the other states, they, you still have to have some type of regulation. They're regulated by the Federal Trade Commission, but they're not as strict on the other states that are not registration states. A business opportunity is not required to provide a franchise disclosure document, but it is it is recommended because somebody who's buying a franchise are looking for certain things that are that resembles a franchise. They may want to look for that line 19 that talks about profit and loss possibilities. So it's not a requirement, but as a as a consultant, I would say anybody who's doing a biz op, you may want to follow the template of the franchise if you're doing a biz op. So that does not mean one system is better than the others. It has a lot to do with what you're trying to do. If you're trying to get your company franchised or if you're trying to buy a franchise, it depends on you and your goals and how your company is structured and how you are set up financially. So that's just a quick tip on franchise versus biz op. If you have any questions about franchising, contact me at 301-839-2836 or go to Gatewood Franchises and look at some of the franchises that we have in our inventory. Places like, the Meineke Muffler Shops, a lot of the popular brands that you see around the country, we have those in our the Bennigan's Restaurant, things like that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Nakia Gray. Let me tell you something, folks. I got to share a story. In Portland, Oregon, I want you to remember these names, folks. Tallison, Namaka Meshi, Ricky Best, and Micah David Cole Fletcher. These are three heroes out of Portland, and I'm going to tell you why this is resonates with me when we come back. And Nakia is going to tell us about protecting your business. What's going to happen to your business if something happens to you? Marketing Pulpit, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM, WOML 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOML traffic and weather update brought to you by the Ad Council. On the inner loop of the Beltway, after the Baltimore-Washington Annapolis Road, the two right lanes are closed with an accident that has you slow from I-95 in College Park. Outer loop is very slow to see what's going on. 95 degrees on Sunday. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 AM bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. I am Robert Gate with your host. I have in studio Mr. Richard Miles of MFL, the Minor Football League. I also have Miss Nakia Gray. Now, I gave those three names. I couldn't pronounce the names. I hope they forgive me for that. But in Portland back in May of this year, I think it was the 26th, a racist guy named, I'm not even going to give his name, he went crazy on a Portland train and started harassing these young girls. I think it was teenagers. They say they were African-American, but they had on Muslim garb. And the guy just started really kind of abusing these youngest. Now, just imagine this is your child. This is your daughter. You put her on the train. She's going about her business, and some racist gets on there and start harassing her. You would hope that responsible adults would step in and say, hey, this is not right.
Well, absolutely. I would think that.
And that's exactly what happened. Three people jumped in. Tallison, Meshi, Ricky Best, and Micah David Cole Fletcher. These men were attacked viciously by this racist, stabbed in the neck. Two of them died. And first of all, I just want to honor them for being really these are heroes. And Micah, Fleischer, he actually survived. But the other two, one was a 23-year-old guy. I mean, just a great guy. Ricky Best was actually the thing that I guess it stood out from him. He was a Republican. A lot of people say, well, Republicans are. I mean, sometimes some things just beyond party. Yeah. It's nonpartisan.
Humans
right.
First.
And so this guy put his politics aside and saw that this was wrong. He jumped in. Of course, he gave his life. And so I've been wanting to say something about these guys and honor them for a couple of weeks now. And it just really, today, I kind of came across the story again. And so I wanted to say, there are some good people out here. And it kind of brings up the question, too, you know, what do you do if you find yourself in a similar situation? What it also reminded me, though, is that it reminds me how fleeting life is.
Yeah.
You get up in the morning, you assume you're going to come home that night.
Mm-hmm.
You'd assume that if you just step in to tell a guy not to harass a young lady, that's not going to cost you your life.
Right.
We don't know. We have no idea when that Grim Reaper is going to call us, which really I think is a good segue. Nakia, in your business, in your line of work, you run across people. You deal with business owners all day long.
Yep.
And as part of your, I guess, counseling them, you've been advising people. What happens when your fate comes unannounced or unexpected, or are you prepared for your company to go on?
Right, right. And that's a question that when you ask, people just kind of give you that, you know, the deer in headlights look.
Right.
You know, wait a minute, I hadn't really thought about that. And the truth is, I know none of us want to think about when we leave for the day that we're not going to come back home.
Mm.
But the truth is, things happen all the time. There are accidents. There are, you know, car accidents. There are people that have heart attacks. There
don't wake up in the morning.
They don't wake up
in the morning. That's right.
And so, you know, when you are an employee, your job has some kind of contingency plan. They can call a temp. They can take your coworker, put them in your cubicle, and take on your work. But when you are a solopreneur or you are a business owner, and everybody's dependent on you, from your staff to your clients to your vendors, your service providers, and you just don't show up to work that day, what happens?
So you've seen some of these. I mean, give us an example of something that could possibly happen. I'm sure you've probably seen them all.
I have. So I had someone call me a couple months ago, and she was in a life coaching arrangement. And so she had a life coach, and under that agreement, like many people that have online businesses today, and not just online, offline, for a lot of us, our lives are automated, right?
Right.
We don't even write checks. They have our credit card. It hits a recurring charge each month. So her coach didn't show up for one of their online sessions, and she thought, oh, well, what's going on? She goes on Facebook, and Facebook posts her there. She's there, but she couldn't get in touch with her. Well, come to find out, the lady had died.
Oh,
her coach had passed away. And so, but her recurring payments were still coming out of her bank account. Mm. So she called me. She said, well, what do I do? How can I stop this? And so I knew probably that coach had not had anybody, you know, a backup,
right.
Step in and say, okay, shut this off. Cancel these sessions. But again, our lives are automated, right? And so a lot of us, our social media posts, we schedule them.
Right.
So there's posts that, I'm here today, but there are posts that are going to be going out later today, tomorrow, Sunday. Well, if I'm gone, that's just kind of eerie. Somebody's passed away, but they still posting on social media. What do we do?
So in
that situation, unfortunately, what she had to do was actually have to file a claim within the estate of that person to get her money back. Now, is that the legacy that coach wanted to leave? Clients suing you. I'm sure she had staff that were due a paycheck. Is that really the legacy that you want people to remember, that you got all of this chaos, not to mention your grieving family who's already dealing with the unexpected loss of you being gone?
Well, you know what, Nikhil, you got me thinking over here. I'm sitting here thinking.
You and me both.
I saw Richard over there. He kind of sitting up.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, because it's not
real.
Something we think about.
It's not something we think about.
But I'm sure it has happened.
It happens every day.
That coach was not the only person. I'm sure
yes.
It has happened. I've seen, look at even some of the most popular people like Prince, who died intestate.
Nothing in place.
Nothing
in place.
And what? So let's see, this is, I mean, a wheel is a different situation, but I'm sure that they're related.
Right.
But let's just say, wheel be damned. Let's just say you just want stuff to keep going. You want to know where people can find things.
Yes.
I mean, I got, I'm sorry, people, but I have stuff all over the place. I mean, I've got this over here, got that over there. I've told my brother certain things. I've actually written a personal list of stuff, but somebody got to tell the person what that list is.
And who is the person?
Who is the person?
Who
right.
is the person? Right. That's the thing. You know, that's right. the thing. We know about doing a will for our personal estate.
Right.
But what about
your business?
What about your business? You know, I have an intern working with me this summer.
Okay.
Well, she wants her paycheck. So if something happens to me, who's going to make sure that she gets paid? You name every kind of service that we have is recurring. That's just wasting money. If I'm gone and I'm still paying for, you know, website hosting and all right. these different things that are coming out of your account, there has to be someone who notifies those service providers, who notifies the people that you are paying and the people that you owe, more importantly, the people that you owe services to, people who have entrusted their money and hired you for a service. And I'm sure all of us want to do the best possible job possible. And so the right thing to do is to have that contingency plan in place, to do emergency plans, what happens. Now, it's not always death. Sometimes it could be just an emergency. Perhaps it is a car accident. So maybe you don't die,
right.
but you might be in a hospital for 2 weeks. Can your business function for 2 weeks without you?
Yeah, because I'm sitting there thinking about my company. Right now, we got hosting services. We got logos being created. I mean, all this stuff is happening right now.
Right. And they've paid you for
they
it.
They paid. Most of them have paid in advance. They're, like I said, either on some kind of recurring plan. If something happens to me, who are they going to call? They're going to call my phone number, 301-839-2836. Now, luckily for me, I have a system that hopefully will take care of most of the people. But I know darn well it could be better.
Yes.
And everybody knows. I mean, I'm sure you business owners out there saying to yourself, matter of fact, I hadn't thought about that. Because we think we're going to live forever.
Forever.
Right.
We think we get up in the morning, we just assume we don't already
just
got
take
the,
for granted.
We got the outfit laid out. We're going to wear that night when we go out.
Yeah.
Sometimes that outfit never gets worn.
Absolutely. Gets worn. Wake up in the morning.
So what should we do? You got us all nervous here, Nikhil. Now, I know a smart person like you. I mean, you got your law degree, you got your business degree, you deal with clients on a day in and day out. The best marketing axiom or saying is, if there's a need out there, there's also a solution.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, so what do we do?
So what I created is a very easy to follow, easy to understand emergency planner for
wow.
small business owners.
Okay.
And so it walks you through, you know, we have the legal side to things in terms of your business, depending on what your business entity is, whether it can continue without you or not.
Right.
And then we've got the practical side. So I walk you through in this planner, choosing your biz bestie is what we call
mm-hmm.
it, okay? Or your business backup team. So who are the people? Because for some of us,
that
one
is so
person
good.
Is not enough, right?
Right.
So you've got to have a business backup team. Who's that person? And then we're going to do a communication plan. What do we want communicated? How do we want it communicated? Maybe I have the email. Maybe I have in mind the email that I want to write.
Right.
This is what I want to go out to my clients. This is what I want to go out to potential clients.
I am loving this.
This is what I want. So it's and I've
Get
got and I've got in there.
She got it down pat.
Exactly. So we're gonna walk you through it. What are your passwords?
Nikhil. Rich and I are feeling this. You got two
converts
right
here. Absolutely.
You got two converts right here in your
midst.
It walks
you through everything. It walks you through everything where what your passwords are, what's on recurring so that we know so the biz backup team or the biz bestie knows. Let me shut that off. Shut this off. Shut that off. So it walks you through all of that. This is a digital guide. So you go on to my website, you purchase it, you enter your information, and you will be taken to it immediately. You fill it out online. And guess what? You need to revisit it because it might change.
Your
biz bestie might pass away.
Yeah,
so
right.
So you got to
yeah.
be able to go back
biz
to
biz bestie needs one of those, too.
And so that's why it's editable. So you can do it. You print it out. You send it to that biz bestie. You send it to that backup team to say, you're the one that's in charge. Here's the list of my – here's my payroll system. This is when, you know, you're giving them everything that they need. It'll take you some time in the front end, but it is worth it.
Give me your information there, Nakia.
Okay, it's on my website, www.nakiagray.com/emergency planner. And Nakia is NAKIAGRAY.com. It is less than $50, people.
Wow, okay? You kidding.
Less than $50. So for what you would spend on, you know, a good mani-pedi, you can make sure that the legacy of your business is protected and the work that you've done doesn't go unnoticed.
All right, folks. Thank you, Nakia. We got to have you back to talk about this. Folks, go to NakiaGray.com. We'll be right back after the break. Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOR and 95.9 FM.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
But as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
1450 WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Alrighty. It's the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the Good Marketing Gospel. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And we are building businesses, creating jobs, and bringing you the tools you need to succeed in business. And as we just heard from our guest, even when you're not here, we would like for your business to continue. And I'm sure some of us had never considered the thought that our not being here, we like to think that we are going to be around forever, that we are immortal, but there's just too much stuff going on nowadays. You leave the house, man, you're taking your life in your hand just walking out the door. Our guest, Ms. Nakia Gray, she has a service, a new product, that's going to help you memorialize your important information. All those passwords, all those contact people, a lot of you guys are doing a million things. You got affiliate programs, you got reseller programs, you got five or six websites with all these passwords and logins, you got contractors you're working with, and if something happens to you, man, your family's going to be in a tizzy trying to figure all this stuff out. Well, don't leave it to chance. Go to NakiaGray.com. That's NakiaGray.com and check out this business product that she has. It's only $49, I think, and that's a good price, and it's worth the investment. Go to Marketing Pulpit also to find about Ms. Gray and her services. She's an attorney. She works with businesses. She's a business attorney, and so she's very good at what she does. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood. The number here is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. We also want to do a shout-out to our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you have a business and you're not sure, if you don't have a place to call your business home, those four P's of marketing, one of those is place, and that includes your location. And sometimes you need a business. If you have like if you're an attorney, if you're a therapist, you're a CPA, you probably need a full-time place. You need a place to bring in your clients and meet with them. Then you want to do that. But if you just need an office by the hour, sometimes you just need to meet that important client. You need a conference room or an office with the sharing desk and all that good stuff. Sometimes you need an office by the month or by the week. BLE Executive Suites covers all of those. So call them at 301-322-1700. That's 301-322-1700. You can also visit them at blesuites.com. blesuites.com, and have them to give you a free walkthrough, and they will take care of you at BLE Suites. That's Miss Bernadette Clay. She's the CEO over there. And she will walk you through it and tell you how it's done. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We have an exciting show as always. We were talking about earlier about some of the things in franchising and how to the difference between a franchise and a biz op. I also want to quickly talk about people always talking about strategy. They say, what is strategy? I want to start a company, but I keep hearing people talk about strategy. You need advertising. You need certain things to make that business go. And so quickly, when we talk about strategy, if you're trying to figure out how do I start a business strategy, I'm going to give you. There's the four P's, but it's also the five P's. The first thing you want to talk about, make sure that you are putting your business in front of the right people. That's the first P. People, people, people. Who is your target audience? That is the first piece of a good, comprehensive, and cohesive strategy, is making sure you are reaching the right people. Second P is the product. You want to make sure you have a product or service that's in demand. You want to make sure it's in the right phase of the business cycle. So people, product. Then you have to price it properly. You have to price that service so that it's in line with the competition, that it makes sense, that you're making money on it. So it's people, product, price, also place. We talked about place, like with BLE Executive Suites. Are you doing your business primarily online? Do you have a brick-and-mortar shop? Is it home delivery? P, we also call that distribution channel. And finally, we're talking about the promotion, how you're promoting your service. So when you're talking about strategy, putting together a strategy, and you're trying to figure out how do I start with these five P's: people, product, place, pricing, and promotion, and then you take it from there. I have in the studio with me today Mr. Richard Miles. He's the CEO of the Minor Football League, the MFL. Mr. Miles, you got a lot going on. You are a man after, I'm sure, the hearts of many, because anybody who's started a business or who has had a vision, I look at you as kind of like the poster boy of how you take your vision. It's always burning inside of you, but at some point, it's going to hit the ground. It's going to take off. Tell us about the MFL.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. I mean, I have to commend you for giving people an opportunity to have a forum to get the word out, and that's what you've been doing. I don't think a lot of people recognize how significant this show is
to a
lot of people that trying to do business and establish business. Yeah, absolutely. It's really exciting about, you know, the Minor Football League. As you know, I mean, we 32 cities. Fred Smoot is our new VP of Football Operations, which got a little tied up on the way here. I made it, but he'll be coming on soon, I guess. But the Minor Football League, it's just the last frontier for people to have an opportunity to own a professional franchise.
Well, you said something here. Now, because when we think of, we look at the different ways to really set yourself for life, real estate, stocks and bonds. If you bought in on Microsoft, like when it was first coming out, or if you bought in Apple stock when they first did their IPO, or some of these other things, you realize the choices of a ticket to be set for life, they're not that many. you can't go out here unless you really, really got some serious bank. You can't go out here and buy the New England Patriots. So you can't go out here and buy.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be very nice. I mean, I'm not going to say anything that somebody can't do, but I'm just saying it's going to be a much bigger leap. Well, there is now another opportunity that's probably not going to be around very long, and that is the opportunity to own a franchise in the Minor Football League. Now, you're telling me that people out here who are regular folks who can put together some money or a group of people, they can actually own a football team.
Absolutely. And as I stated earlier, I mean, this is something that's attainable.
Right.
You know, we tend to think that we can't attain certain things. And as you know, we as black people are the biggest consumers in America. We have nothing to show for it.
Hey.
At this time, we have an opportunity to buy a professional franchise. People lie, numbers don't. I mean, when you actually own a franchise and you're talking about putting these different franchises in cities that need economic development and stimulation, I mean, it's a win-win situation.
Well, now you said something there. Now you get into the you get into my passion here.
I know you'll be ready to jump on that because this is what we need, though.
You talk about economic development, building businesses, and job opportunities. That is really goes to the heart of what this show is about. And so when I heard about the MFL, and this was before we'd even started comparing notes, I saw that line in there. I said, economic opportunity, development. I said, wait a minute. That's me.
Right.
That's exactly what I preach about every Friday. Now, we think about you think about some of these cities like say, Pittsburgh, where now they're bringing in they kind of getting a little push right now from some of the biotech. But the steel mills, they're gone. There are no more steel mills. So you go into a city like that that's used to having activity. They're used to being vibrant. Some of those people that are not doing the steel, they're still there. Their kids are still here. And there's no opportunity. So now imagine putting a professional football team in a city like that. Some of the jobs that might come out of that. Just give me some examples.
Oh, absolutely. The jobs is you're talking about marketing, PR. You're talking about sportscasters. You know,
wow.
You're talking about coaches.
Coaches.
You know, players.
Players.
I mean, think about it. You think about all the different, as you know, Madison Avenue. You're talking about money being pulled in this particular city because it was no stimulation, no growth there at all. Now you have franchise, and it's sad to say. But, you know, we can't get enough of football.
We
cannot get enough of it. So it gives an opportunity for jobs. I mean, jobs, bringing jobs back. And that's really dear to my heart. I'm a little passionate like you are
right.
about this. But I don't think we understand that the impact, the economical impact of owning a professional franchise.
Because you're right. Because when you put an industry in a city, it's not just the job that particular industry create, but it has legs. Now, these people have to have
Absolutely.
Somewhere to live. So
there
now
you go.
Apartment
job.
Goes up.
Okay.
You got to have hotels.
Cars. You need cars.
Need cars.
You need transportation. You know, you need people to clean up the stadium. You need people take tickets, park cars. I mean, it's just you're talking about an opportunity for people, young entrepreneurs that want job in, you know, in different fields have an opportunity with this because it's so vast. You know, it's like take on 1,000 legs now. The things that you didn't have, now you have. And it's, as I say earlier, it's attainable.
Now, let's talk about the MFL for a quick minute. Now, generally, when your season, I understand, is going to start in 2018. And now, who are some of the typical players? Are these people that used to play or these people that they can play, there just wasn't enough room for them, or they, I mean, what does a typical MFL player look like?
A typical MFL player is the NFL player you see.
Mm-hmm.
You have all Americans don't get drafted.
Right.
So, you know, the NFL, it's not that you're not good enough to play in the NFL, it's not enough room. So,
right.
What happened to these guys? Okay, what happened to coaches that get fired that didn't get that second chance?
Right.
You're talking about players that played in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you only get maybe the life expectancy of NFL players is 1 to 3 years. But you have guys still playing, can play, and we want that second chance for these players. These are the type of things that we're talking about. Take Kaepernick for a change. Please give us a call.
Oh, yeah.
We would love to sign him.
Yeah.
You know, we would love to sign him. You have a lot of players in the NFL. Some of them still have can play. Some of them still have marketing value. They're sitting around and say, what am I going to do?
Right.
What am I going to do? Well, this is a great opportunity to go from the field to the front office.
Wow. Well, see, that's the – when I first heard the concept, I know – I mean, like I said, just being in marketing and understanding supply and demand.
I'm glad you said it. But it's refreshing to talk to someone like you because we tend to not see the big picture to anything.
Right.
And now, you know, to talk with someone like you and other people like yourself, it's just refreshing that now we have to see the big picture. And I say all the time, we as black people have to stop being so apologetic for being smart or coming up with the type of concept will bring us wealth for our kids, you know.
And we have to we have to be more invest in things that have generational impact.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I always give out love to my listeners who are doing the 9-to-5 job thing, and they're important. We need them. I love them. They're a part of the fabric that makes our community go around because somebody's got to support us visionaries out here who are on these risky, sometimes these ventures are risky. We need that underpinning of a stable checker owner sometimes. But we still, at some point, we've got to ourselves go out and follow these visions and do things that's going to have generational impact.
Absolutely.
That means start these businesses, support these businesses, invest in these businesses, buy these franchise opportunities, and talk to people like Mr. Miles, who has a vision and who's actually on the cutting edge of something that I feel in my heart of hearts is going to be very, very big. We're going to be hearing about this many years to come. We're going to take a quick break here in a second, and we're going to come back and finish up after the break. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. Go to marketingpulpit.com. If you have any questions about, if you want to find out information about our guests or anything that you heard on the show, go to marketingpulpit.com. We also have the phone number. If you didn't write it down on the time we gave it out, the number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Coming up after the break, we're going to have Mr. Fred Smoot. He's going to be calling in. He's actually the new Vice President of Operations at the MFL. We're going to find out what he's been up to. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I have in the studio Mr. Richard Miles. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
The Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses. Now, if you have a business out there and you're trying to decide on how to make your toehold and how to make your impression on the market, you want to call us, call my company at Gatewood Marketing. That's 301-839-2836. 301-839-2836, and we can help you with your marketing strategy, with your logo, your website, your social media. We're doing a lot of help right now with people who are trying to make a foothold in social media. Social media, now, we talked about those four P's of marketing earlier, and promotion was one of the ones, and social media now is a big one. Social media is a big one, and what you want to do is to make sure that you have set up your platforms correctly and that you get on the right platforms and that you engage. We talk about engagement often in social media, and many people are not sure what engagement entails. Let's say if you have a LinkedIn account. Now, LinkedIn is great for networking in the business arena on social media. Some of you guys have set up your LinkedIn accounts and you haven't checked your messages since you set it up. Now, if I'm a person that connected with you on LinkedIn and I sent you a message, a greeting, or invited you, and I haven't heard from you, I'm going to be a little offended. I'm going to feel like this person is not taking their business very seriously. So what you want to do is make sure you're engaging on social media when you set these accounts up. And so that's just another tip today on making sure you're doing the things that's necessary to keep your business out there. I have in the studio Mr. Richard Miles of the MFL. We also have on the line Mr. Fred Smoot. He's the Vice President of Operations. Sounds like a name probably some of you all may have heard of. Hey, Fred, welcome to the Marketing Pulpit. First of all, tell us what you've been up to since the days of Washington.
Hey, man, just, you know, enjoying the early retirement life. You know, I think people don't understand how it is for athletes when they retire in their early 30s and mid-30s and have to, you know, reinvent themselves. So I've just been enjoying, you know, the downtime, enjoying TV, radio, business ventures, and just growing, you know.
Well, Fred, I saw you the other day, and I'm saying to myself, there's no way the word retirement should be in the same sentence with you. You like you're about 20 years old, so you're doing whatever you're doing.
That's just a good gene pool. I got to thank my mommy and daddy for that. But don't judge this truck by how it looks on the outside, because on the inside it hurts now.
I hear you, man. I tell you, you're doing something right, man, because like, you're really taking care of yourself. But I guess all that working out in football, I guess it kind of seeing your genes now, huh?
Yeah, you know, once you do something for so long, it becomes a part of your DNA. It becomes a part of you, and I think your body and your mind start to reflect it.
Well, let me ask you this. I have Richard Miles here. I'm sure you all have known each other for a while. Fellow football player.
Make Fred feel too good now. He be thinking he's 22 for real, man.
Might go ahead and jump on somebody 22, right? Now, I got two pro football players here. Mr. Richard Miles played for the New England Patriots, and everybody knows Fred played right here in the Washington, D.C. area. Now, let me ask you this, Fred. Now, what is it that attracted you to the minor football league, the MFL?
Well, it's like everything else in the world. It's supply and demand. I've always been one of them advocates that we needed a minor league system because when you go through training camp, you start out with 100 players. When we end, it's only 53 of us. Mm. And year after year after year after I see myself making the roster, I saw 50 other players' dreams get crushed to have a chance to even make the team, then get reps in training camp, then get a chance to really prove who they were. So when I talked to Richard Miles about it, and it just made totally sense. And now that we've really, really taken it to the next level, it's truly the last frontier if you want to be part of any sort of professional sports.
Wow. Now, you said something that was really key, the last frontier, because as I was saying earlier with Richard, most of us not going to have enough money to go out here and buy the Patriots or the Cowboys.
Well, you notice he say Patriots and Cowboys, not Redskins. You know that's that smart.
Yeah. He just said that because he liked teams with Sylvia in their uniform, and it ain't got nothing else to do with it.
I know Dan Snyder not selling anything. That's another reason I'm there. He's not giving up Jack. That's not even worth discussing. But you said, but here's an opportunity. This MFL is going to be like you said, it's the last frontier of anybody who ever had any hopes of aspiration of owning a professional football team. This may be your last shot.
Oh, most definitely it's your last shot as a owner. It's another chance for 32 new head coaches to prove that they can coach in the NFL.
Wow.
32 new GMs.
Wow.
32 new trainers. You're talking about new everything, giving people a chance to not only learn these skills, hone these skills, be a part of this, but a chance to actually take it to the next level. So it's just not the minor league system for just the players. It's for everybody.
Right. Yeah, and also I like the way you are the other day. Now, how would you decide to go about where we're going to put these teams?
Well, I looked at a lot of cities. I looked at a lot of demographics. And one thing you got to do when you're doing something, you got to look at the people who did it before you and how did they do it. So I took a note after the minor league system, fired as the D league for basketball, and also the minor league farm system for the baseball league.
Right.
And what I saw was they had a money making scheme because they put it in the suburbs outside of these big cities where the people couldn't always get to the games. They put it in cities where they was hungry for these sports, that they will support the up-and-coming guys. The thing that we have a jump on them in football is our guys become a star in their own right during the college process. We don't have to build them guys up like they have to build those guys up.
Right.
Our guys come ready from playing on ABC, CBS, ESPN, playing in the SEC, playing in the Big Ten. They all come with their own reality show already. All we're going to do is give them a stage in cities like Portland, Oregon. Get them a stage again in San Diego, St. Louis just lost a team, so we put football right back there. Jackson, Mississippi, never had it. Only college teams. Birmingham, only college teams.
Wow.
Now you're talking about a market that's hungry for professional sports. Hey. Yeah, most definitely. I got to show the SEC country some love.
Hey, man, Rich, you think Fred pick Jackson because he's from down that way?
Oh, absolutely. You know that.
Fred,
you
better
not go back to Jackson if I did.
Fred, like, you better bring the football down to my hometown. Well, look, Richard, you obviously saw some skills in Fred beyond his ability to play on the field, and I can just hear it in his voice and his command of the language of the football. And I mean, Fred, you sound like a marketing guy to me. Are you sure you're not a marketing expert? You seem to have
Hey, well, this is what I did know. I told myself this. I said I refuse to play in the NFL that's composed of 32 of the brightest, most accomplished, richest businessmen in the world. Bringing up the Patriots, he's not just the Patriots. He got Kraft Cheese. You got guys that are billionaires. So I'm going to take a page out their book, and I'm going to start to learn from them. And when you learn from them, you got to learn big business. So I just soaked that up, and I also went to Stanford two summers in a row for business school out there. So, you know, you got to try to learn while you're in the mix, you know?
Man, it's obvious. It is obvious because we had a meeting the other day, and I mean, Fred's sitting right there next to me, and I'm saying to myself, this guy's brilliant. I mean, this is not the Fred. I'm used to seeing the Fred in the uniform, right? And all of a sudden, I'm seeing this other side of Fred. So, Richard, I'm just going to say, good bringing Fred on as your vice president of operation. That just, to me, tells me what a smart and astute businessman you are.
Oh, well, absolutely. You know, Fred is, you know, a lot of people don't give most football players credit for their accolades off the field as well. And Fred was the ideal choice for me for a vice president of football operations. Who knows football when you actually have an opportunity to play it? Then we understand the business side of it, and we're trying to get more of our former athletes from the football field to the office.
To the front office.
And I like what I think Fred said over there. Somebody said, you look like you're playing there. And Fred said, no, I got used to wearing these suits now. So as opposed to wearing the uniform. But we're very happy to get Fred and sign him for that because he brings a different perspective,
right?
Because it seemed like I was the only football guy there, if you know what I mean, Fred, you know. And right. Everybody said, why is this guy talking business and he played football? So when Fred comes in and with his knowledge of not only the game of football, but business side of it, and I think we make a great combination.
Well, Mr. Miles, why don't you do this? Let people know again how they can find out more about the MFL, how they can reach you and reach out, and these opportunities are available.
Okay, well, absolutely. Our website is themfl.org, and our phone number is 240-551-8031. You can contact. We got Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I mean, we're all out there. And also, I take this time that, you know, Fred can play an integral role with the MFL. And Fred also might he has his number, too, that we want to give. But, you know, we're doing some big things. And we was talking about the former players in the NFL that's having a problem. We want to give them that second chance. What you say, Fred? Because Kaepernick, I know Fred working on it. We're all trying to work on it. We're trying to get these guys.
Come on,
Fred.
Get Kaepernick, Fred. Go get him, Fred.
Hey, man, you know what? It's one of those things where I'm torn because I'm praying that he get picked up and he has a chance to continue on Sunday. But if he don't, we'll welcome him with great arms. This is what I really like about this platform and football. And once it starts, we become the more popular minor league system, more popular than baseball, more popular than basketball, because our guys have more star power. And that's the guys that they want to see play. So if the NFL won't welcome them back, we'll give him a chance and put the NFL in a position where they have to bring this guy up because they're still seeing him build, they're still seeing him get reps, and they're still seeing this guy be a part of the community. But, you know, I ask people, if you're so hard up against Kaepernick because of what he did, why would you go back and sign Mr. Williams and let him do a Monday Night Football song again? Oh, I don't get it. It's a contradiction to me.
All right, folks. Fred, I thank you, man. We're going to have you back another time. Thank you for everything you're doing out here in the community, creating jobs and opportunity for economic wealth. Thank you, Mr. Miles. Guys, this is going to wrap up the show for the Marketing Pulpit. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Richard. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be back next week at the same time. If you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM, WON, 95.9 FM.